A vicar once asked his congregation during Pentecost Sunday, "How do we know the Holy Spirit is moving in our church?" One parishioner replied, "Easy, Reverend. When the sermon goes longer than usual and people still stay awake, that's definitely a miracle of the Holy Spirit." And honestly, for faithful Anglicans gathered in comfortable pews after morning tea, that may indeed qualify as a Pentecostal event. But today, my sermon or my homily will focus on our first reading from the book of Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 21. That biblical text reminds us that Pentecost was never meant to leave the church comfortable. Pentecost is about God shaking fearful people awake and sending them into the world with courage, hope, and purpose. The scenario in Acts chapter 2 is extraordinary. The disciples are gathered together in Jerusalem during the Jewish festival of Pentecost, originally known as the Feast of Weeks, a harvest festival celebrated 50 days after the Passover. So Jews across the Roman Empire had traveled to Jerusalem for worship. The city would have been crowded with pilgrims speaking many different languages and dialects. And suddenly, a sound like the rush of a violent wind came from heaven. Wind, fire, voices speaking in different languages. These, my dear friends, are not random dramatic effects. In the ancient world, wind symbolized the breath and power of God. Fire represented God's holy presence, reminding people of Moses and the burning bush, or the pillar of fire guiding Israel through the wilderness. And now, the Holy Spirit descends not upon a temple building. The Holy Spirit descends upon ordinary believers. That is revolutionary. The Spirit of God is no longer limited to kings, prophets, or priests. The Holy Spirit is poured upon all people, young and old, men and women, ordinary workers and fishermen. And immediately the disciples begin speaking in many languages so that people from every nation can hear the good news. So Pentecost reveals that the gospel is for everyone. I repeat, Pentecost reveals that the gospel is for everyone. The church, from its very beginning, then, my dear friends, was multicultural, outward-looking, and missionary in spirit. And dear friends, that matters deeply here in this part of the world, Newcastle, Australia. And for decades, this parish of the Good Shepherd has stood faithfully within this community in Kotara South through changing generations, economic changes, floods, storms, social changes, and cultural shifts. Through all of that, the Holy Spirit has continued sustaining the church with capital C. The Holy Spirit has continued sustaining the church, sometimes quietly, sometimes powerfully, but always faithfully. The great Archbishop Desmond Tutu once said, "God does not ask us to do more than we can, but God does ask us to do all that we can." That is Pentecost discipleship. The Holy Spirit does not call Christians to just watch from the sidelines. The Holy Spirit empowers ordinary believers for extraordinary faithfulness. And perhaps that is exactly what Peter, in our first reading, Peter's sermon demonstrates today. Because the Peter who stands boldly preaching in Acts chapter 2 is the same Peter who denied Jesus during the crucifixion. Before Pentecost, Peter was fearful and uncertain. After Pentecost, Peter becomes courageous and bold. What changed? The Holy Spirit. Friends, sometimes suburban churches like the Church of the Good Shepherd can quietly wonder, have our best years passed? Can the church still make a difference? Does faith still matter in modern Australia? Pentecost answers with a resounding yes. Because the church has never depended merely on human strength, popularity, or numbers. The church lives because the Holy Spirit continues breathing life into God's people. One of the most inspiring Anglican stories comes from William Wilberforce. Wilberforce was a committed Anglican Christian who spent decades fighting against the transatlantic slave trade in the British Parliament. He faced ridicule, opposition, political defeat, and exhaustion. Yet through deep Christian conviction and persistent faith, William Wilberforce continued the struggle until slavery was eventually abolished throughout much of the British Empire in 1807. His faith was not merely private spirituality. His faith transformed public life. That is Pentecost faith. The Holy Spirit empowers believers not only for worship inside church walls. The Holy Spirit empowers believers for witness in the world, outside these walls. And Newcastle itself offers a beautiful example of resilience and hope. I will go back to this story. Many of you will remember the devastating 1989 Newcastle earthquake. Lives were lost, buildings collapsed, families were shaken physically and emotionally. Yet in the aftermath of that earthquake, churches, I believe, throughout the city became places of refuge, prayer, practical support, and compassion. People opened halls, shared meals, comforted grieving neighbors, and more importantly, stood together as a community. That too is Pentecost. The Spirit creating courage, generosity, and hope during difficult times. Friends, the world today remains hungry for that kind of hope. We live in an age marked by anxiety, division, loneliness, and spiritual uncertainty. Many people no longer know the Christian story. Others long for meaning, but they struggle to find it. And perhaps now more than ever, the church is called not to retreat in fear, but to speak with courage, to speak with compassion. That is why Peter stands before the crowd and proclaims, "Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." So, my dear friends, the gospel is not reserved for spiritually elite. It is good news for ordinary people. It is good news for tired people, for struggling people, for searching people, and for hopeful people. And these friends, this parish continues to proclaim that same gospel every week through our worship, through prayer, through pastoral care, through outreach, through hospitality, through faithfulness across generations. So please never underestimate the power of your long obedience and steady witness. The Holy Spirit works not only in dramatic moments, but in your faithful decades of service in the church. In every baptism celebrated here, in every funeral where hope in Christ is proclaimed here, every child taught the faith in the Sunday school downstairs before, every meal shared in our parish hall, every lonely neighbor welcome. These are Pentecost moments too. So, my dear friends, on this day of Pentecost, may we remember that the Holy Spirit still moves, that the gospel still transforms lives, and the church still has a mission, and Christ still sends people, His people, into the world. May the Spirit who empowered Peter also strengthens each one of us here to worship faithfully, to serve joyfully, and to love generously, and to proclaim Christ courageously here in Newcastle and beyond. Amen.